Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It don't matter where it takes me, long as I can keep this feeling.
Welcome back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Pat Sigmon is our guest. Patricia Sigmon, S-I-G-M-O-N, is the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. Her website is davidadvisorygroup.com. Is that right?
That's right.
Pat, so check it out, folks. You can find out all the exciting things that she's got going on, the things that she does to help her clients, and you can find out if you would like to be one of those people. Pat, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about some of the ways to maximize the business that you do with customers. Pat, what are some other things that you got on your list?
Well, another thing that we can all recognize, a distributor is selling somebody else's product. Somebody else made that, and that
right.
This distributor is selling it. And they say if you use the manufacturer's part number, it's easy for these distributors. They can easily put the price up online, and they can easily reorder and things.
Right.
And they can also easily tell their customers to go shop for it elsewhere. And that's what happens to them. So So their own customers are Googling it, finding it cheaper somewhere else.
So they're actually helping people,
yes.
Customers, to shop around them.
Yeah, and so what's the solution for that? The clever guys do. The clever people do. They're not lazy. They use software and they create their own catalog numbers for the same thing. They connect them. They create their own description, so the description isn't so Googleable.
Right.
And they protect themselves that way. They make it appear that it's proprietary.
Right.
They make it appear that this scanner that somebody needs for whatever purpose is their scanner, and
right.
They don't share in the marketing.
You could get away with not doing this. You could get away with being lazy, as you said,
yeah.
Pat, 15 years ago. Maybe even 7 years ago.
But
here we are in the second decade of the 21st century. You got to do more, don't you?
Yeah, and these are the type of things, like visionary type things or process changes that owners who've been around, who know their stuff, and they see it. So they lose sales, they lose customers because they just Google it and get it elsewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So
but the thing is there's so many things that we can do today in our businesses that are costing less. Technology is costing less than it used to. But there's always some place to put your money, and this is an example of where you got to capitalize, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's a process that people in the office aren't doing, so
right.
You know the owner has to make it happen, and it's worth it.
Right, exactly. Oh yeah, well, especially for long-term success and competitiveness.
Yeah.
All right, what's another one?
Okay, another one along those same lines, and these are for goods. They copy, say, the big boys. When someone calls the office for a sale, sometimes a part that they've been using is no longer being made, or sometimes they don't have it. If they're good with their inventory, they can tell them you can have it next Tuesday. They don't like that next Tuesday. They need it Friday. So they do something electronically, again, connecting alternates. Well, we don't have the white watch, but you can have 12 black watches. And this is for someone on the phone, a salesperson who's taking an order, or online, where, as we all see when we go to a website and it will show us we don't have what you're asking for, but we have these things. Small businesses are doing the same thing, and they call it alternates, using alternates, preventing lost sales, like trying to keep that customer on the phone and not losing them, even when you can't please them, even when you can't give them exactly what they're asking for. Have that person on the call, that salesperson who's a data entry clerk perhaps, not a real salesperson.
Right, and somebody who knows how to say, tell me how you're using this, so I can help you find the right thing. The alternative is more to the point than the other one, than what they asked for.
And they set it up. It's set up by somebody like an owner or a person that knows the products, so that the person that's answering the call it pops right up for them. No, there's none of this, but there's some
right.
of that. It pops right up on the screen. So I think that's, you know, that's very clever kind of ways, especially with shipping dates.
You know, Pat, there's so much more we could talk about, but before we wrap it up, folks,
sure.
the kind of software that you could have for this, your industry trade group, there's probably somebody that the industry trade group knows who's developing software for your industry that you can buy for to do this kind of stuff, can't they, Pat?
Yeah, most of the big softwares that we look at
yeah.
have these tools,
right.
but you don't even yeah. know they're there.
And you could, but your company can help them implement all that, can't they? Pull it together.
Sure, that's what we do,
that's why
I know these things.
Exactly. Pat Sigmund, folks, that's the reason why she's a great member of our Brain Trust and the reason she's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. Hey, Pat, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back next time.
Next time.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com. That's her website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.